Midday on WNYC. I'm Jonathan Capehart. The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is celebrating its 60th birthday this year, and to mark the occasion, they'll be presenting a series of programs that demonstrate the company's diverse body of work, and especially the work of women choreographers. The company is returning to Lincoln Center for a 7-performance engagement at the David H. Koch Theater from June 13th to the 17th. And I'm very pleased to welcome the company's artistic director, Robert Battle, to our show, along with two of the Ailey dancers, Clifton Brown and Courtney Celeste Spears. Welcome to Midday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, Robert, 60 years.
60 years.
But you're only the third artistic director.
Yes.
First, obviously, Alvin Ailey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judith Jameson, who was his hand-picked successor.
Yeah.
And now you. Wait, how long have you been in the job now? It's not been, what, three years?
Officially, I started 2011.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still thinking of you as the new guy.
But that's great. Let's keep that going.
And so how is it taking the helm of, after having your own dance company,
mm-hmm.
taking the helm of another dance company, but a dance company that is iconic?
Yeah. I mean, that is the blessing, really. I mean, but certainly it is, it has its, you know, it's scary in some ways. And I think the fear is the fear that performers are used to. It's the fear that you need to do what you need to do because you respect what you're doing so much. And this company is so beloved for so many mm-hmm. people that this is more than a dance company. This is a statement. It's a movement. It was born on the brink of the civil rights movement in 1958. Alvin Ailey started it because he didn't see the images and stories of black people on the concert dance stage. And so indeed, for the audiences that come and see us, they see that message of hope that is so needed now. So I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Mm. It just mixed with a little bit of fear.
Clifton, do you have that fear, that same fear? How long have you been with the company?
My entire time has been, I'm in my 14th year.
Mm-hmm.
I was with the company for 12 years and took some time away and have been back for, this is my second year back.
And so do you have that fear that Robert's talking about? And what is that fear like for you? How does it manifest itself?
I think performers usually have a certain amount of fear, even though, you know, we perform a lot. We're on the road all the time. We perform in New York. We have our two seasons, like Lincoln Center, coming up. And so you get used to it, but it never really goes away. And I think it's not a bad thing. It's good. It just means that you care about what you're doing and you want it to go well. And I think managing it just becomes part of the job. You have your tools of whether it's you go over all of your steps beforehand or people have their different little rituals that they do. A lot of people do some meditation and get in the zone.
All right, Clifton, what's your ritual?
What's my ritual?
Uh-huh. You can't mention rituals and then not say what yours
mine are. Well, you know, different people have their different ones. But mine, generally, I like to mentally go through what I'm going to do, whatever the program is, because it changes a lot for us. We have so much repertory to do. And that's about it. A lot of the what you rely on is in the process of building the piece. So every time you perform it, you take that with you. You remember whatever happened, whatever information was given to you, what the process was like, what it felt like physically, and that's why the process is so important, because it goes with you for the life of the piece.
And Courtney, is this your first year?
Yes, it is. This is my very first
season. So you're really scared.
Yeah. I'm excited and anxious and feeling all of it.
So this is your first year with Alvin Ailey. Were you dancing with another company before?
I was in Ailey 2. I was in Ailey 2 for 2 years and did the full Ailey Fordham BFA program, so I've been around the organization.
Okay, so you're not a stranger.
No, but it's still new territory.
Mm-hmm. And so then how is it different?
It's surreal to be a part of a company that I've grown up watching for so many years. I mean, I grew up watching Clifton in high school, and to now see these dancers.
Robert, we're all laughing like, wow.
that I just
That's okay.
Grew up watching Clifton in high school.
But you watch these ballets, and I've seen this company for so long, and to now be a part of it, it's surreal, and it's so much to learn, and so many people to watch, so many people that I've idolized and loved. Mm-hmm. To see their journey. It's such an honor to be a part of it and to have the first one.
But if I can say, Courtney is doing really wonderful. We've been working together a lot and teaching Courtney the new rep and the other two new dancers that came in with her, and they're all doing a really good job. It's a lot of work. They've learned about 8 ballets in 2 weeks.
How many dancers are there altogether?
32.
32.
Yes.
And do all 32 perform every, so in this upcoming engagement at Lincoln Center, will all 32 perform every night?
Or you shift, they're different casts, you know, but throughout the season you'll see all 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Courtney, what will you be performing in?
Revelations.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, Revelations is, and Clifton, are you performing in Revelations?
Yes.
Also,
mm-hmm.
That is the of the iconic mm-hmm. Company. Revelations is the iconic mm-hmm. piece.
Yes,
both for Alvin Ailey, but also in dance.
In dance, yeah, it's one of the most seen and celebrated masterpieces in modern dance ever created. You know that more people have seen that dance more than any other dance in a way. I mean, that is really quite an achievement.
You know, I saw Alvin Ailey when you guys came to Washington 2 years ago. I missed uh-huh. the gala this year.
Yeah.
I was there 2 years ago. And in Revelations, I don't know how else to describe it. I just call it the gull wings formation.
Mm.
When you're all clumped together and you've got the gull wings. And when I've seen Revelations performed 2 or 3 times, but there was something when I saw it at Kennedy Center, it hit me as if I was seeing, say, the Empire State Building or the Chrysler Building for the first time. It was so, not just iconic, it was architectural and beautiful. Do you get that same kind of reaction that I've just given you, this sort of like, oh my God, wild-eyed observation or reaction to Revelations from other people?
Absolutely. Every time. I mean, I've sat in an audience where I hear a mother tell her child, the child will say, as the curtain goes up, is this it? Is this it? In the way that you would see something iconic, mm-hmm. and she said, yes, baby, this is Revelations, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's that sense that people feel so connected to it, to the imagery, to what they've heard about it before the curtain even goes up. There's a sense of passing it on. You know, it's so popular, so much so, that people often feel they can dance it, you know, because they know it so well. So we give them a chance at Lincoln Center. We're going to do Celebrating Revelations on the plaza.
Oh, wow.
Right, for opening night, 6 p.m. So come out and let's see your gull wings.
Wow. See, I have to go back because I would totally be out there. Courtney, for someone who, this is your first year in the company, although you were in Ailey too, what's it like for you to perform Revelations?
It's surreal. It's one of those things that, as I mentioned before, you grow up watching. And one of the things that I feel like Clifton's also shared with a lot with me in the studio is to tap into that human, that raw human side of it, to really understand what we're dancing, the history behind it. And we're not just doing steps. We're not just putting our arm here because that's what we were told to do, that we have to really understand what this ballet is about and how much an honor it is to perform this and carry on this legacy through this movement.
How much emotion has gone into, or emotion went into, the first time you performed Revelations? I'm a sentimental sap, so just listening to you say what you say, mm-hmm. if I were to perform Revelations for real, like a real dancer with Alvin, I would be, tears would be streaming down my eyes, down my face.
The first time with Ailey 2 was a full outer body experience. Like, I don't even know if I can describe the way that I was feeling in that moment. I just kind of felt lifted to a bigger place, a larger purpose. So I can't imagine what that's going to feel like in less than a week now, you know, when I get to perform with the company for the first time.
And Clifton, for you, having performed Revelations many, many times, does it still hold the same power for you?
Always. I think the energy from the audience is just like Robert was saying about how people react to it. That's always the case. So it always feels new in a way because you get that flood of energy from from the audience. It's never something that feels stale because it's always new for someone, or it always is uplifting for most people. Yeah, and also we get to experience different things within it because there are so many sections. There's Fix Me Jesus, there's Sinner Man, there are different feelings within it, and we oftentimes shift parts. So you're never doing the same thing every night.
Now, I could go on talking about Revelations for the rest of this interview, but what are some of the other pieces that are going to be performed, Robert?
Well, it's very exciting. I'm very excited because one of the world premieres is a friend of mine. We're old Juilliard grads. Her name is Jessica Lange, not the actress. I have to say that because people think, wow. And so she's doing a brand new ballet called En, which is Japanese for destiny and for circle. And it's interesting because she has a personal relationship to the company. She's married to one of the dancers, Kanji Sagawa. She's worked with the dancers in different capacities. So this is going to be really exciting, and it's really about destiny, which I'm sure we all have some sense of that. We have Twyla Tharp. We have the Golden Section, this wonderful work that she created. And of course, she is iconic. Mm-hmm. And so one of the programs actually is called Celebrate Women, where we really celebrate women choreographers. So that's just some of the things. I'll have a couple of works myself on the program, so you got to come see Battle. Mm-hmm. but we have a lot. And then, of course, we have our Ailey Spirit Gala. And that is wonderful because it really celebrates all the aspects of the organization. So there's the main company, right? And then from that, there's Ailey 2, which Courtney mentioned, which is our junior company. Then we have the Ailey School. We have arts and education programs. So it really celebrates the vastness of this organization.
Do you use Ailey 2 and the other operations as sort of a farm system? So that you can see, like you saw, oh, there's Courtney. She's an Ailey too. Mm-hmm. She's really great. Let's pull her in.
Yes. I mean, we do one audition every year, but I have to say that a lot of the dancers have come through the school or through the junior company. So it really works. It really works to have that kind of training ground for the dancers.
Would you say there's an Ailey style? Go on, Cliff.
Okay, for me. That's a difficult question. I say yes and no, because Ailey is very diverse in its repertory, and always has been. And I think that's what makes the Ailey Company unique in that Alvin, as we've been told, and everyone who works with the company gets kind of this information and this lineage that, like Revelations, all of his early works come from his background and growing up in the South in the 30s. But then it was very important for him to cultivate a modern dance space for his contemporaries, for people who do all kinds of different work. And that was the mission statement from the beginning, that it had that kind of duality. Mm-hmm. So it's very sprawling. And I think it's been that way ever since the beginning. And so the dancers that are in the Ailey Company kind of have to be able to do almost everything in the concert dance world, which as time goes on, I feel like is spreading a little bit more and more, incorporating things like, now we have pieces like by Rennie Harris, hip hop, which obviously in the 60s we didn't have. And there's a style, but there's also high demand for versatility.
And I to add to that, I mean, there's a statement about within the versatility, right? Because the notion was we were trying to break down all the myths about what dancers of color, especially dancers of color, could or could not do. And so within all of these different styles, we're making the statement that anything is possible, you're only limited by your imagination. That is very much a cornerstone of an Ailey dancer and an Ailey performance.
And really quickly, Robert, because Courtney mentioned this before about when talking about Revelations, like the history, knowing the history, is teaching the history, not just dance, but of the civil rights movement and African-American history. Is that an integral part of what you do at Alvin Ailey?
Well,
for the dancers?
Yes, but generally it is through the work itself that dancers learn about the history.
I've been speaking with Robert Battle, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's Artistic Director, about the company's new season, along with dancers Courtney Celeste Spears and Clifton Brown. Thank you, all of you, all three of you,
thank
for
you
being
very
here
much.
Today.
Thank you.
Thank you.